This is Counterculture with Marie Buskey, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. on Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm, established 1840. A billowing cloud of blue smoke from the acrid stench of burning rubber was filling the air in Kiwi Farm, and it was giving Oinky a headache. The Horny Goats were a motorcycle gang whose chapters had infiltrated mostly provincial and outer paddocks, preferring not to venture into the central farmyard. They plied their trade of illicit cabbage and electric poo-ha farming, feed intimidation and farmhouse feed fraud away from the direct watchful eye of the farmhouse elites. Hell, during Napoleon and Chippy's reign, they even managed to secure direct farmhouse feed funding to help with poo-ha prevention programs. It was a different time, one that felt a million miles away from what they were encountering today with Oinky. The Horny Goat's leader was called Billy Gruff. He was tough, gruff, middle-aged, with a pair of powerful spiraling horns, polished and sharpened at their tips, a long plaited beard at his chin, and there, on his back, was a brand etched deep into his hide of a pentacle and goat skull. Billy was not happy. Okay, Billy, scratch that. Billy was pissed off with Oinky and a set of freshly painted rules that had sprung up on the back of the barn last week. Most animals thought the barn wall rule painting days had left them after Napoleon's demise, as Chippy, well, he was never much of a painter. But here they were in big, fresh, white, bold letters. No gang brands allowed. Billy and his crew came to the farmyard to see this proclamation with their own eyes. And there they were, mounted upon their black hogs of polished chrome, hooves perched high on majestic handlebars, all staring up at the barn's back wall in disgust. Meanwhile, Oinky was standing in his office, peering out the bay window at the thick black skid marks now littering the cobbles outside the farmhouse, that Oinky feared would be a fiend to scrub out, and thought it best to steer well clear of what was unfolding outside. And just then, with the clouds of bluish smoke starting to dissipate, Billy Gruff locked eyes with Oinky and simply glared. Oinky felt a shiver snake down his spine that suddenly felt absent. With that, Billy held a hoof in the air, waving in a circular motion to signal to the crew that their time there was now concluded. And as the other goats roared away past the farmhouse, hooping and hollering, Billy brought up rear and slowly passed Oinky's window, calling out over the throaty groan of his engine,
"You wait, Oinky. I didn't choose the horny life. The horny life chose me."
And with a squeal of rubber on road, Billy was gone. Tune in next week, Kiwi Farm, for the latest developments, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
The RCR Shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR Shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.